The sounds, sights, and smells of a farm are all-consuming in the morning. They're what lured Michigan radio producer Laura Weber Davis out to volunteer once a week at Starry Skies Equine Sanctuary on the border of Dexter and Ann Arbor. For the latest story in our series Mornings in Michigan, Laura takes us out to the farm.
The thing about being on a farm is it's really hard to be in your own head. It's impossible to worry about a global pandemic or work or anything, really, when the rooster is crowing. Eggs need collecting, the horses need feeding, and the stalls need mucking. And I really missed that inundation. I rode horses as a kid and into high school. I never owned one, a classic case of girl begging resistant parents for pony. But as an adult, I craved the barn things and the immersion of working with horses. That's what brought me to Starry Skies.
My name is Tricia Terry, and this is my home, and I'm the director of Starry Skies Equine Rescue and Sanctuary.
Tricia started the horse rescue more than a decade ago at her farm. She's rehabilitated and adopted out hundreds of horses since then.
The horses come to us in so many different ways.
They come from hoarding cases through sheriff departments. They come off the racetrack and auction block. Some are destined for the slaughterhouse. Many of them are injured, maybe permanently. Some come in blind or sick, starving. The endless combination of injuries, physical and emotional, sustained by these animals is incredible. Almost as incredible as how far most of them come through rehabilitation at the rescue. Horses, like people, are unique. It's what makes them interesting to me. And for volunteers like Jackie.
My name is Jacqueline Stickney. I am a volunteer here. I've been volunteering for 10 years.
Jackie also manages memberships at Michigan Radio, which is how I know her and how I first heard about Starry Skies. She helps guide new volunteers at the horse rescue, which can sometimes be a challenge.
And they come out thinking that they're going to have a lot of hands-on experience when they don't realize that there is so much more to keeping a barn than just grooming a horse or riding a horse.
A lot of poop scooping.
A lot of poop. There's a lot of poop.
Mucking stalls and scraping them clean, putting down fresh bedding, replenishing hay, buckets of grain, fresh water. It's hard, dirty work, but you're caring for these magnificent 1,000-pound creatures that decide to trust you. You, tiny human.
And it just takes a lot of TLC, a lot of tender, loving care to bring them back to where they once again can trust a human being.
And successful rehabilitation can look different for every horse.
Tonto. Tonto is a terrible horse.
That's Bridget Long. She's the barn manager at Starry Skies.
He's awful. He destroys stuff.
Tonto is a stocky chestnut paint they found on Craigslist. He's beautiful, but sassy. A bit of a bully in the herd. But the folks at Starry Skies worked with him and found him a good home last year.
And the last update I got, they were doing lessons with him, and the grandson really loves him, and that's phenomenal.
Many of these horses would be undesirable to the average horse buyer. They require patience and often expensive veterinary care. But you spend weeks, months, and sometimes years working to rehabilitate these horses, and then a person comes along who doesn't see just a one-eyed pony or bad legs or a hot temperament, but a great companion. And then you have to say goodbye.
I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? Is to bring them in, get them to the place where they don't need to be at the rescue, and then find them their home.
There's at least one horse I was unwilling to say goodbye to.
Hey, girl. Hi, cutie.
Rosie is a young Appaloosa born at the rescue whose mother came from a hoarding and neglect case. And I adopted her. Now I get to spend time in the mornings taking care of Rosie, too. These horses deserve my time. Because in the morning, they let me be with them and leave my human worries behind, all a million miles away from the farm. For Michigan Radio, I'm Laura Weber Davis.
Laura Weber Davis is the executive producer of Michigan Radio's Stateside. Do you have a morning story you'd like us to cover? Email us at morningsinmichigan@michiganradio.org.